When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Altcoin Podcast, your source for quick daily breaking altcoin news. I'm your host, Chad Michael Burry, and today we'll be discussing the latest news about Library Credits, or the LBC token, in its recent surge in price. A little background on Library first. It's a decentralized open source platform that operates a file sharing network and payment system built on blockchain technology. The native cryptocurrency of the platform is Library Credits, or the LBC token, which is used as a means of payment on the network. The history of Library can be traced back to its founding in 2016 by Jeremy Kaufman and Joel Leonard. They aimed to create a platform that would allow users to control their own data and give content creators an alternative to traditional centralized platforms. Now on to the latest news. The price of LBC has more than doubled after the U.S. regulator, the Securities and Exchange Commission, or the SEC, accepted that the token is not a security. In a hearing on Monday, a New Hampshire district court judge ruled that transactions of LBC on the secondary market were not, in fact, securities. This decision has been hailed as a win for the crypto industry, as it limits the SEC's enforcement reach in theory. The proceedings have also caused a ripple effect in the XRP community, no pun intended, as others are hoping for a favorable precedent for Ripple's own ongoing battle with the SEC. The SEC took action against Library in March 2021, claiming that it had sold an unregistered security. However, Library argued that LBC was not a security, but a digital currency. In November 2021, Library lost that case, which they said set a dangerous precedent that could lead to all cryptocurrencies being treated as securities. On Monday, the focus turned to the question of whether secondary market sales should be included in the injunction that the SEC wants the court to approve, which would prohibit the sale of LBC. An attorney appearing as an amicus curiae cited a paper by lawyer Lewis Cohen, which examined all security lawsuits in the U.S. since 1946 and argued that the underlying asset is not a security just because it was used in an unregistered securities offering. The judge agreed, and SEC representatives agreed on the record that selling LBC on the secondary market would not count as an unregistered securities offer. However, Library has warned that the judge's comments may not matter if the SEC continues its aggressive approach, and that it is unlikely to survive the court battle due to legal costs and potential SEC fines in the tens of millions of dollars. Despite this, crypto enthusiasts are still very much optimistic by this week's ruling, as it will make it harder for the SEC to argue that XRP is an unregistered security in its case against Ripple. But that's all for today's news about Library Credits and its recent development and how that might affect Ripple. Join us again tomorrow for more altcoin news, and subscribe to the socials, the Twitter, the whatever. And if you give us a good review on the iTunes and the I hate shilling and stuff, if you give us a good review of iTunes and the Spotify, that'd be great. If you don't want to, don't worry about it. But we'll be back tomorrow either way. Bye.